KBNO turns 50 this year. And to celebrate, we are airing a special feature each month on Arts at 8:30 about our history, what is happening currently at KBNO, or our future. Today, we feature what started as an experimental project became a means of communication, where a great selection of classical music is played daily, and it reaches practically every corner of the globe. On this anniversary, we want to recognize everyone who has helped shape KBNO. Dave Ogden was a pioneer for the station.
It was 1973. I was a board operator, and so I queued up, of course, the plastic, the vinyl. Always made sure that the introductions to the pieces were queued up, so basically on-air production in that respect. You know, worked with console reel-to-reels. They were, just being able to do that was a blessing for a lot of people. And, of course, like me, KVNO was her first radio job. And even giving a five-second legal ID, it was like, wow, you know, how many hundreds or thousands heard that or heard me?
The station had his first home in an iconic building at UNO.
The Storrs Mansion was a classic old building owned by the Storrs family. Had its stories too, supposedly. I think the myth was that there was a ghost on that third floor.
In the early days of KBNO, there was an opportunity for the talented. But Ogden remembers a disc jockey that came to the studio through a window and did his thing on the turntables.
The Storrs Mansion was old, of course, and had very mature trees. And the WSPO studio was in the back of the house. And there was a large tree whose branches were just a couple of feet from the window. And it would get warm up there. Didn't have air conditioning, so we'd open up the window. And the turntables were right by the window. Well, as Hugh tells it, so he has the turntable going, and the next thing he knows, he looks over, and here's a squirrel doing a treadmill on the turntable. And I can see you reacting with the squirrel galloping on the turntable, and what do you do next?
Norm Orzag also was at the beginning of KBNO's journey. He distantly remembers those days.
KBNO was a little ways down the road. A lot of credit has to go to Paul Borgie, who was journalism faculty, and he shepherded television and radio through all of this. Some of us were involved in that. It was all tubes and old stuff, and we're talking the 1960s.
During these 50 years of being on the air, many helped to keep the station standing. Horace Ag remembers the day that KBNO lost the transmission tower.
We had a tragedy right before I retired, and that was when a tower fell, and everybody came together. We are fortunate in a way that the tower fell down, because in the process of coming back, we have some redundancies out there that we wouldn't otherwise have. We couldn't afford them. So we got back on the air in stages.
The station has had people who dedicated their hearts to preserving KBNO's treasure in Omaha. The sweat of students has been plastered on the walls of the studios.
KVNO has had an interesting niche, both in radio and television here. The focus has always been on students first. The early pioneers, they made sure that the focus was academic.
Ogden and Harrisug can now see that their work from many years ago, it is still paying off with KBNO. Celebrating 50 years of bringing the world's greatest music to the Omaha Metro. From the KBNO Arts Desk and with collaboration of Chris Allen, I am Gabriel Escalera.